Michael in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott Farrell, how you doing, man?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, so a big game tomorrow. I'm going to ask, can LSU pull up the upset and beat Alabama?
Yeah, I got to see it to believe it. I really do. I think that they certainly have a very good football team. There's no denying that they're going to be lit. They're going to be ready. They are as good as anybody in the country. They can play with anybody. And then we'll find out if they're able to convert that into a win of epic proportions in Tuscaloosa, because that's what it's going to take, right? This isn't some kind of walk in the park. This isn't, going on the road and beating Missouri, okay? This is, and no offense to anybody at Missouri, but, that's the reality of this. They're playing in Tuscaloosa against Alabama. You know, last year, whatever it was, everyone was saying the exact same thing that, if I remember correctly, that LSU was going to beat Alabama in Baton Rouge, right? And what happened? 28-0, right? So I've heard all this before that I can take, that, LSU is going to beat Alabama. This is the year. They've been saying that forever. Bottom line is, you're playing them in their building. Good luck. Not only is Alabama, I think, better than LSU, I think they're going to get the calls, and they got their boy Tua back, and I'm sorry, I'm not taking, and I'd love to see LSU beat them. I really would. I'm all for it. That's the game plan. I want to watch LSU beat Alabama more than anybody. But I don't believe, I really don't, and I think Ed Orgeron's done a really good job in Baton Rouge, for sure. And I think a lot of that has to do with talent. Like when he was a coach at USC for a while, right? He didn't win because they had talent, but they didn't have LSU talent. So I think he's looked really good at LSU because they're loaded with talent. They got great players that go there, and they get great recruits, and that's all there is to it, the best of the best. And so I think he's done a really good job with what he's afforded, and I don't believe he's a better coach than Nick Saban at all. Carver High.
Yeah, listen, no, very few are on Nick Saban's level, that's for sure. It just goes back to they go every year, they don't beat them. They haven't beat them since 2011. Every year Alabama beats them. Last year people thought the same thing. It was 29-0. I get it's different teams. I understand that stuff. But, the song remains the same here. Alabama beats LSU every year. It's just that simple.
That's a great Led Zeppelin song.
At least since Nick Saban's been in town. I think Saban's only lost to him twice since he's been there. And he's got a whole bunch of other wins besides.
I mean, they've beaten him. How many times, I wonder, has he played him? 11, 12 times. He's won 9 or 10 of them. I mean, it really is. It's pretty much total world domination, isn't it? Can we go back to the song remains the same comment? Led Zeppelin, song remains the same. You like that one, Mafia? Is that a strong effort right there?
Of course, anything Zeppelin's a strong effort.
True enough. I'm a little surprised that Mafia hasn't played the song up to this point.
He's 10-3 against LSU.
10-3. That's pretty good. That's really good. I wonder, I don't want to have to delve too deep into this. When is the last time? So 2011 is the last time they beat him, and was that in Tuscaloosa or in Baton Rouge?
They beat them in Tuscaloosa in 2011. That was the 9-6 overtime game. That was a number one versus number two game as well.
Wow.
And then later that year, Alabama beat them in the national title game 21-0.
Alabama beat them 21-0. Do you think that that the number is where it should be? Should it be a three-point spread or, what is it, 5?
Yeah, somewhere in that area. It's been hovering around 5 or 6.
Do you feel that the number is, it opened at 7, and then now it's at 6.